Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday. This afternoon, we're putting the spotlight on children and money. We welcome Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness. Craig, as I look at this list in front of me, one of the things that fascinates me is the idea of taxing some of what your kids get, whether that's a paycheck. Obviously, they're going to get that in their first paycheck. If it's allowance, parents should actually take a little bit of back and say that it's tax.
100% correct. You know it. I said it. I want us, mom and dad, to start teaching the lessons that we're going to tax a little. I mean, people need to learn at an early age. You should learn at an early age that you don't get to keep everything that you make. And if we as parents, from day number one, start withholding a little bit of money, acting as the government, I think it's going to teach an invaluable lesson. Now, of course, we should eventually give that money back to the kids, but I want to tax the children a little bit from day one.
Oh, here I thought you were going to tell me I could put that into my account.
No.
All right. In that sense, if you do it, then you don't have that surprise that a lot of kids get when they get that first job and they look at that first check and they go, hey, wait a minute, what happened to my money?
Because we've all had that. I mean, all of us can go back to the very first job we had, and we counted out the number of hours we worked. We multiplied it by our hourly wage, and no one prepped us for the fact that we were going to pay these taxes. So if we can introduce it now with babysitting, with other things, I think everyone's going to be a little bit better prepared. And that brings up our second point. Let's talk about spending money.
Okay, so we tax a little, and now we spend a little. Where do we spend it?
We got to spend a little. And I think what I want to do is I want to make sure we reward work. I want to make sure that when our kids get off their butts to make a buck, that it doesn't just go in a savings account. I want them to buy some of those things. And what we've always done with our kids is we've talked about, hey, we, mom and dad, we're here to provide for all of your needs, but you're going to have to provide for some of your wants. And we've encouraged them to go out, work, generate money, and then use some of that money to buy things, video games, whatever it might be. But we make them buy them in cash. We don't simply buy them with our credit cards and have the children pay us cash. We make them physically go to the store and do the transaction on their own.
I don't know, Craig, if my parents had taken all the money I got from my paper route when I was a kid and put it in the S&P, I'd be a lot better off now.
I think that's good advice as well.
All right, so what about, so you spend a little, you also tax a little. What about saving?
Well, I think that's just it. And this is different for kids at different ages. The youngest of children, and I'm talking about kindergarten, first grade, second grade, I think saving should be it should be visible. It should be in a clear plastic, translucent container where it just creates some excitement because they see how they can fill that container with coins and dollars. And then as the kids start getting into middle school, it should really be about taking them to the bank and opening up that savings account. And then once the kids get to high school, before they ever go away to college, we need to get them set up with a checking account, a debit card, and for those that show interest, I like what you just said, let's get them a investment account where they can start putting some money away longer terms into things like the S&P 500.
Okay, so we tax a little, we spend a little, we save a little, and finally we give a little.
Yes, that is oftentimes the part that's the most elusive. But I think if we can instill, and we can do this, there's opportunity. If we can instill a little bit of philanthropy in our children, it's not just going to make them better. It's going to make the world a better place. And each of us can find ways to do that, whether it's dropping some money in the Red Cross kettle, whether that's having the children take some money and buy a toy for Tot at the end of the year. But anything we can do to challenge our kids to do a little bit of philanthropy in their own way, I think just makes everybody better at the end of the day.
Craig Bolanos, always good to have you on the show. Craig is founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness.